This is the opening market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Eric Rolfe of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Eric, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Well, actually, coming out of the break here this morning, we're making lows for the session in both corn and beans, and down just a penny in the corn. It just hasn't moved much overnight, but we are sitting on the bottom end of that. Been up three, down a penny, and the beans are down about 3 cents. Wheat's anywhere from 2.5 to 6.5 higher. So just some choppy trade here leading into tomorrow's crop production and WASDE report. We thought maybe the export sales weekly announcement this morning might steer things a little bit, but fell within the range of expectations in all of the major grains. So really not enough to move the needle there either. And, you know, we're in the glut of harvest. And Brazil is starting to get rains. They're expected to get more. So this is going to be an uphill battle for a while. And I think those that didn't take advantage of the 1050 to 60 area in beans and the 430 area in corn are probably looking at that and maybe have a little regret today. But we can be hopeful that those opportunities will present down the road.
As you get ready for the WASDE report tomorrow, have you heard anything? Have you read anything as far as what the expectations say right now and what we could see in the report tomorrow that maybe could be a surprise?
Yeah, so as far as the expectations go, I think the biggest thing that jumped off the page at me is that the trade is expecting the corn carry number to be under 2 billion bushel for the first time in quite a while. And although only at a 194 on the corn estimate right now.
That was Eric Rolfe with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cashback dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn unchanged at 421 even. November soybeans down 4 even at 1016 and a quarter. December soybean meal down 4 even at 317.20. December soybean oil up 13 cents at 43.19. December oats up a half cent at 387 and three quarters. On the Merc, October live cattle down 75 cents at 187.45. October feeder cattle down 75 cents at 248.52. December lean hogs up 55 cents at 76.12. December pork cutout unchanged at 89.90. Class 3 milk up a penny at 22.58. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.